105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Democrats are crediting not only their supporters, but the man in the White House for their big win in Virginia's election.
It's one of the only places where you might hear Democrats thanking President Trump.
Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam and most others here credit a big anti-Trump sentiment in Virginia with what they say wasn't just a victory, but a game-changing evening.
America needs healers. Healers like Ralph Northam. We don't need dividers like Donald Trump.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Senator Mark Warner says it took Democrats, independents, and some Republicans to run up these numbers.
Also reject the kind of divisive, negative, lowest common denominator politics.
At the Northam Election Night Party in Fairfax, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This is WMAL's Barbara Britt. Conceding early, Republican Ed Gillespie.
I just called Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam to congratulate him on becoming Governor-elect Ralph Northam.
Gillespie also offered congratulations to the other top-winning Democrats.
I also here congratulate right now the Lieutenant Governor-elect Justin Fairfax on his election and Attorney General Mark Herring on his re-election and wish them the best for our Commonwealth also.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Republican Party in Virginia now focusing on what's next.
We got to reassess where we go from here.
John Whitbeck, who chairs Virginia's Republican Party, tells WMAL he'll be taking a closer look at the numbers by region to figure out what went wrong, but after that...
I've got to focus on 2018. We've got Tim Kaine to take on in 2018. We've got midterm elections. I got seven incumbent Republicans out of 11 in our congressional districts. There's no question Democrats are going to be coming after our incumbent Republicans.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democrats are on the verge of taking over control of the Virginia House of Delegates. There are still a handful of races from yesterday that are too close to call, but their outcome will determine if the Democrats have wiped out the overwhelming GOP majority in the House. Among the Democrats' wins yesterday, Danica Rome will be going to the House. She defeated longtime Republican incumbent Bob Marshall. Democrats also triumphed in the election for governor of New Jersey.
Phil Murphy put legalizing marijuana and raising taxes on the rich among his campaign promises, but as he vowed to make New Jersey's economy work for all of its residents, he turned his sights on the president.
We will stand firm for New Jersey's values and push back against the mean winds blowing at us from Washington, D.C.
The former Goldman Sachs exec said the days of division are over.
New Jersey sent an unmistakable message to the entire nation. We are better than this.
Murphy said he won't let the president demonize immigrants, deport dreamers, and enact a tax plan that hurts New Jersey. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
North Korea has been put on notice. President Trump warns Pyongyang and its nuclear program not to press their luck with the U.S.
President Trump delivered stinging threats to North Korea during a speech Wednesday.
The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They are putting your regime in grave danger. Every step you take down this dark path increases the peril you face.
Also repeating his call for a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But Pyongyang insists his military testing plans will not change, telling CNN just before Mr. Trump's speech, "We don't care about what that mad dog may utter because we've already heard enough." I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,557. The Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports, the Wizards trail all night and lose to Dallas. Alex Ovechkin scores his 13th goal of the season, but the Caps lose to Buffalo. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Long Decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 heading eastbound just past business 234. Looks like they were able to get that crash to the shoulder. Nonetheless, very slow and a distraction. 95 still with the accident blocking left side. Northbound 95 right as you come up to the Beltway. And that's why coming out of Dale City, looks like we have a continuous backup. So plan for the heavy delays. If that's your route, heading up through to the Beltway, it's definitely costing you extra time. Suitland Parkway, yes, we're jammed early and we found the culprit. Crews are aware that there's a stalled car blocking a lane inbound Suitland Parkway as you head between Stanton Road and Firth Sterling. It is in the right lane. Heading over the inbound Memorial Bridge as you head toward the exit for Ohio Drive. Crash reported there. Road closures until noon Thursday on Northwest 16th Street. Shut down between I Street and K Street. Special event with visiting dignitaries. So again, that's closed until tomorrow at noon. Traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in on this Wednesday morning and more gray sky throughout the day, but no precipitation. Mostly cloudy, a north breeze, and a chilly 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 43. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Woodbridge, 37 in Germantown, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A former TV anchor whose girlfriend was murdered on live TV is joining the Virginia General Assembly. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning. It's the day after. The day after the election. 6:35, Cal Thomas will be joining us to discuss his take on the Virginia election. At 7:05, it's Jim Antle from the Washington Examiner. At 7:15, Ambassador John Bolton is with us. And at 8:15, from the National Review, it's Jim Garrity. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. Ralph Northam, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, set to become now the next governor of the Commonwealth, winning yesterday. By big margin there, much bigger than any poll had predicted, beating Ed Gillespie in that race. And Ralph Northam taking his time throughout the campaign to run against not Ed Gillespie so much as President Trump. I mean, there's a reason you didn't often hear Ed Gillespie say, you know, explicit things about Trump. There's a reason Ed Gillespie did not welcome President Trump to the state. There's a reason President Trump did not campaign in the Commonwealth. And all of that has to do with Ed Gillespie apparently was trying to avoid the advertisements. Didn't want pictures of him with the president. Didn't want the words coming out of his mouth, I support the Trump agenda, I support President Trump. Didn't want that particularly to be available to Ralph Northam to advertise against him with. Because the belief this morning is that this victory was a rebuke of President Trump. It was an opportunity for Democrats in the state to forcefully come out and reject the president that they despise, and an opportunity to register that vote. Now, if you're listening to some of the reaction to this as we were getting the results in last night, that's been the dominant theme, and I wonder if you agree. Let's go to Jake Tapper first. This is Jake last night reacting to the win in Virginia for Democrats.
And it has to be seen to a degree, I think, as a rejection of President Trump, who is the strongest prevailing political figure in the country. If you look at who turned out, according to the exit polls, and how often people who supported Trump voted for Gillespie, and how often people who opposed Trump voted for Northam, that is a very strong sign of a rejection of Trump.
The rejection of Trump. Listen also to DNC Chair Tom Perez, who, by the way, as of just 24 hours ago, was sitting in a very precarious position, one in which Democrats wondered if he was going to be able to deliver for their party, especially with the last week of Donna Brazile coming out and questioning the integrity, ultimately, of the DNC. No clear signs that Tom Perez could help Democrats win races after they've lost four of these special elections. A lot of questions about his leadership of the Democratic Party there. Here's his giddiness last night.
America needs healers. Healers like Ralph Northam. We don't need dividers like Donald Trump.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were running against Ed Gillespie. but Donald Trump, again, taking center stage. And one more thing on this Trump thing. Trump, not actively involved in the campaign other than endorsing Gillespie by tweet, until two nights ago when the president's voice was extended in a robocall. Here's the president two nights ago.
I need you to vote for Ed Gillespie to be your new governor of Virginia. If you let Ralph Northam be governor, he will be a total disaster for your state. Northam is weak on crime and weak on immigration. And as your lieutenant governor, Northam has driven your economy right into a ditch.
Just in time for Ralph Northam not to be able to cut a bunch of new ads, including that robocall. So what's your reaction this morning? I'd like to see if you think Ed Gillespie should have tied himself more closely to President Trump, or was he right to create distance? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I personally think that Ed Gillespie, the DNC was going to tie him to Trump no matter what. That's what they were going to do. That was going to be their angle. And it was going to get out there. They're very good at getting out their message. They did get that out there. Once Ed Gillespie saw that they were starting to tie him to Trump, he should have embraced it. I think he should. That's me personally. You can't fight it. You can't sit there. He was trying to walk the line. We talked about that a couple of times, but he was trying to walk the line. He should have just embraced it. Why not? Because if they're going to tie you to it and they're effective at tying you to President Trump, why don't you embrace President
Trump? Look where his numbers were. I mean, if you look, I mean, granted, the polling in the end ended up being atrocious, but if you believe at all that Ed Gillespie was coming closer and closer to Ralph Northam over the last month or so, what happened? Right. Well, he started going against MS-13, making that a state issue. He supported keeping monuments, Confederate monuments, up in the state, which, by the way, the majority of exit polls show yesterday, most Virginians support that too. He started closing the gap. So once he started going in that direction, things started tightening up in Virginia. Now, granted, the race ends with over 8 points, a Ralph Northam victory, but it brought Gillespie closer. So, you know, the president himself saying last night after the election was called, Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Don't forget, Republicans won 4 out of 4 House seats, and with the economy doing record numbers, we will continue to win, even bigger than before. The president making the case that Gillespie should have wrapped his arms around him, and that's where he failed. What's your reaction to this? Let's go to Larry in Springfield this morning, first up here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, everybody. Listen, y'all got this all wrong. I want you to think about something. I need you to help me out.
Go for it.
The last governor's race in Virginia, what was the guy that ran against? Was Guccinelli?
Guccinelli.
Guccinelli almost won that race. Okay? He was a far-right guy. You can call it whatever you want. All right, the problem you had this time, you had Gillespie, everybody knows, is establishment. Everybody knows that. The people in the state were not energized. They didn't care because they were fed up with the establishment. All right, that's the whole thing. And you're right about one thing you said, the fact that, or tried to, but he didn't want to.
Say that again. I didn't hear you. What did he try to do?
He should have embraced Trump.
Gotcha.
Instead of walking, as the lady said a few minutes ago, instead of walking, sitting on the fence, he should have got off the fence.
Yeah. You don't want a dither. Like, pick a lane, dude. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that this morning. No, but really, this is a question for you. I do want to know, you know, whether or not Ed Gillespie should have, in your mind, more warmly embraced the president of the United States and whether that would have changed things. Let's go to Robert here in Fredericksburg, who's got a thought on this morning. Robert, good morning. What's your take?
Good morning. Well, I think Ed Gillespie was really weak in his campaign and, you know, by not supporting Trump as the president and, you know, accepting an endorsement from him, he basically handed this to Northam.
Yeah. So your view is that he definitely should have gone with it. Just go full bore. Just be like, have President Trump campaign for you in the state. What could go wrong?
Absolutely. You know, and he's banking on, you know, he was going to placate to popular opinion about Trump and not support him or talk, you know, get his endorsement. And I think that was a failure.
All right.
I think the Republican Party in Virginia needs to step up and, you know, get a backbone. That's what they're lacking.
Yeah. And that, by the way, if that's the case, if Trump would have helped him, that works against the case that this is an outright rejection of Trump, that Trump may have actually been an asset to him in the state. Find out more from you in a moment whether or not you think that.
And the lack of backbone is nationwide with Republicans. President Trump has a backbone, and he won. But the other Republicans don't have backbones. They don't. They're just not fighters. It's so frustrating. It's 6:15 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, commuters on Metro Rail, I have better news, but it's going to take a little while to get back on track on time. Started off the morning commute with a track issue outside of Foggy Bottom. However, just a few moments ago, they made the announcement, no longer single tracking those orange and blue line trains between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom. But again, it'll take a little time to get back on schedule. Very slow, Interstate 95. In fact, I'm looking at continuous delays. Virginia, from Dale City to the Beltway, crash accident activity still along the left side. So unfortunately, heavier than most normal morning commutes because of this crash. 66 East at Business 234, accident to the shoulder. Stalled car on the Suitland Parkway stalls us a bit too as you head inbound Suitland Parkway between Stanton Road and Firth Sterling. At last check, they were just waiting on the tow truck. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Today, overcast, a little breezy with a high near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, high around 55. It's a little warmer tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 42 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking, tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria, the Virginia Grand Military Band.
All right, President of the United States saying that Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Chalking this up to a failure to adequately embrace the President of the United States led to his loss. That's his take. What's yours? I'm going to get some reactions this morning. Al, who's in Fredericksburg. Good morning, Al. What do you make of this?
Hey, good morning. Well, I don't think that he need necessarily have embraced Trump, but he could have taken a couple cues here. One would be to be a little more Trump-like and buck the system. That's what people are looking for. And number two, he should have put forth a strong conservative message, and that's what the voters are looking for. They're not necessarily looking for another Trump. I think they don't agree. You know, certainly a lot of conservatives don't agree with Trump on everything, but he missed a real opportunity to send out that strong message and to show that he was a real conservative and not afraid to take on the politicians, so to speak.
Yeah, as I watched, Al, in the last week or so of the election, I thought, especially, and as we thought, like, the polls were tightening, my sense was, like, there's a bunch of stuff for Ed Gillespie to be rip-roaring mad about. You get Michael Bloomberg jumping into the race to bring gun control to the Commonwealth. You have Planned Parenthood jumping into the race to bring abortions to the Commonwealth. You've got the Latino Victory Fund jumping into the race, trying to depict Gillespie supporters as mowing down minority children.
Bringing racism into the Commonwealth.
And, by the way, yeah, Gillespie ran the racially charged campaign. Yeah, sure. So you see all those things. I wanted to see Gillespie have more fire in the belly about all that stuff.
And that's exactly what I agree with, Al. I want to see a candidate somewhere. Could someone send Republicans, you know, endless supply of Red Bull or something? They don't stand for anything. And if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. And that's the problem with Ed Gillespie. He was not a firebrand. He didn't seem to have a passion. He was, I'm sorry, kind of boring.
But I do wonder this morning, would a generic Republican, meaning could any of Republican have surmounted this? Could any Republican have surmounted this vote for Ralph Northam, which is again being framed up as a reaction to Trump, one of the first big opportunities for a place that already does elect Democrats to tell Trump no, and to fight him by proxy here? Let's get David, who's in Madison this morning. Good morning, David. What's your take?
Good morning, guys. Number one, it's not a referendum against Trump. You have the Democrat Party in charge of the state on all three of your high-level tickets. You then had President Obama, you had Clinton come in, you had major Democrat hitters come
in
and campaign. But they campaign for local elections as well. If you look at the discrepancy between Vogel and Gillespie, Vogel got more votes than Gillespie did, and she embraced Trump. My local delegate got more votes than he got in the last election, and he embraced Trump. He embraced Pence. He brought in heavy hitters that he could. He had Corey Stewart come in and campaign for him, which shows that that is what it needed. Yes, Gillespie had better platform than Northam did. However, he wouldn't fight back. He didn't matter the attack ad. He always just threw out a really nice ad. I'm sorry, I went to a military college like Northam. We disdain people like Northam. That man took his position as a cadet and twisted it to lie about another person, thus negating the fact he was on the honor committee. That's something which gets you disbanded from our collective. Yet he used it, and Gillespie didn't then go grab a VMI alum and talk to them about that ad.
Yeah, wow.
The racist ad actually built up Northam. He used it to his advantage, and he used identity politics.
And by the way, that happened? Thank you, David. Now, good points this morning. And by the way, that ad, that Latino Victory Fund ad, they feel really good about what happened last night. They've already told BuzzFeed they intend to use that strategy in the future now to run these racist ads. They think it works, and they're emboldened by last night's results,
which is disgusting. That ad was disgusting, and this, again, is my frustration with Republicans that I say all the time. The Democrats will fight in the mud, and they will do whatever they have to win, and the Republicans take the high road, and they sit up on Mount Lonely with their morals, and I'm not going to do that, and that's great, but you're also not going to win, and I'm not saying that Republicans have to sink to running racist ads, but man, they got to start calling it out. They have to start taking positions and calling it out.
What was the Trump effect? We'll find out more from you in a moment.
622 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and let's begin first. Interstate 95, I know I've been talking about that since the start of the rush. Northbound 95 in Triangle, that's where we had the early morning crash. All activity to the shoulder, but that flashing light still a distraction, not costing you too much extra time. Where it is costing us extra time, you need to plan for this if you're trying to get up from Dale City to the Beltway. A solid lineup to the crash. It looks like they've confined it down to one left lane block, so they were making some improvement, but we had a couple cars involved in this crash. Let's go into the Wheaton area. Three cars involved in the crash on Randolph Road, just east, of George Avenue, over near where the Shoppers is. So do watch for police direction there. 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. Seems to be about the heaviest of it. In Gaithersburg, starting to see some of those brake lights. Better news, Suitland Parkway. I know you're in the delays, but the stalled car inbound Suitland Parkway before First Sterling is out of there. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation-free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
All right. Nick in Fairfax. Good morning. You're up here next on Mornings on the Mall, reacting to yesterday's election. What's your thoughts, sir?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
If Virginia wanted a firebrand or wanted someone with the passion that you guys are talking about,
right?
That election was months ago, and that was Corey Stewart versus Ed Gillespie. You know, you talk about someone who can fire up those voters in counties and districts where Trump won handily. That was Corey Stewart, and you want someone who can stand for something. That was Corey Stewart. It took pulling teeth to get Ed Gillespie to take positions that Corey Stewart advocated for, and I don't think anybody actually believed him that. All of a sudden, he protected monuments when he was against them. And there's just a lot of things that kind of spun voters up about Corey Stewart that Ed Gillespie gave lip service to and didn't really differentiate him from Ralph Northam at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you saw, I mean, again, you saw a lot of people, I talked to many people who were like, I'm voting for Ed because I can't stand Ralph Northam. I can't have Ralph Northam be the governor of Virginia. And that's not a great rationale when you're only doing it as a protest vote to the Northam McAuliffe regime. And meanwhile, Gillespie, in Southwest Virginia, what you're talking about, Gillespie gets Mike Pence out there to do a rally for him, and they fill half the room.
461 people showed up.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep following it.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose seminars in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Leesburg, all this week, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, it is Cal Thomas. We love when Cal is here with us, and he will give us his take on the Virginia election. It is now 6:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. Ed Gillespie made a phone call last night to the man who defeated him to win the election for governor.
Governor-elect Northam is a good man, and I appreciate his service to our country and our Commonwealth, and I wish him nothing but the best success as our 73rd governor.
In his victory speech, Northam vowed to heal the Commonwealth.
Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness, that we will not condone hatred and bigotry, and to end the politics that have torn this country apart.
Democrat Ralph Northam came up big in some important Virginia counties yesterday.
Fairfax County, this one has moved much more Democratic, 66-32%. The Republican cannot expect to win Fairfax County, but you can't get beat by 30 points because of the number of people who live in this part.
Correspondent John King, Democrats could be the majority party in the Virginia House come January. Depending on the outcome of a handful of races that are still too close to call, the Democrats could wipe out the overwhelming GOP majority in the House in Richmond. One of the Democrats who will be joining the Virginia House of Delegates is Danica Rome, who unseated longtime Republican Delegate Bob Marshall.
When the negative ads started coming out, attacking transgender kids like Robbie, Claire, and everyone else who's there, when those came out, we stayed on our message of 28 while decrying discrimination. This election has to prove nationwide that discrimination is a disqualifier.
In Annapolis, Democrat Gavin Buckley has defeated incumbent Republican Mike Pantelides to become the city's new mayor, and Tacoma Park has elected its first female majority city council. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,557. The Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards lose to the Mavericks. The Caps lose in Buffalo. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code Risk to save 10%.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the the plan for yourself at PassTaxReform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. I do have better news. We've had a couple of problems this morning, but the latest crash, northbound 95 at the Beltway, finally cleared. Looks like it's all gone. Now it's about clearing out the heavy delays that this caused. So you need to know that this is a continuous backup as you come past that Potomac Mills sign out of Dale City through Lorton and Newington. But the closer you get to the Beltway, the better. It's going to get. Now, once on the Beltway, you're in good shape through Annandale and Tyson's outer loop approaching the toll road. Minor crash. Looks like that is cleared now out of the left lane. I'm checking that out in the cameras. 270 South, Urbana, Hyattstown slowing. Now the volume in Germantown. Top side of the Beltway leaving College Park to Silver Spring. Our normal stop and go. Randolph Road, just east of Georgia Avenue. Still watch. Had a lot of activity. Had three cars involved in that crash on Randolph Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The numbers really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through, even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Vienna, 35 in Frederick, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
All right. A busy morning this morning for Mornings on the Mall. We got 7:05 Jim Antle from the Washington Examiner. Go break down the Virginia race. 7:15 John Bolton, the former UM ambassador. He's got a lot to say about the president's visit to Asia, which charges on this morning. 8:15 Jim Garrity joins us from National Review. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. And joining us right now, Cal Thomas. Cal's here with us every Wednesday. Cal, good morning.
Hello, Mary and Vince.
Good morning. So great to have you with us. So Cal wanted to obviously discuss the election results in Virginia, New Jersey, and elsewhere. But I'm just curious, are you ready to get your pink hat out and go march in the streets because you're upset?
Well, you know, I think the Democrats were far more motivated. There was been a lot of anger built up since the election a year ago. Democrats thought the election was stolen. Trump didn't really deserve to win. They've been ginned up by fundraising and TV commercials and various meetings. So this was their first opportunity to make a statement. Here in Virginia, where I live, it was a case of Ed Gillespie, a good guy, but viewed as an establishment man who really distanced himself from President Trump, as the president tweeted last night from, I think, South Korea. And they just didn't really have a message, and the Republicans weren't as motivated. You know, the media, of course, the big media, had this narrative written already. If Gillespie had won, they would have said, well, it wasn't really about Trump. It was a local election. But instead, we have this morning in the Washington Post, Democrats sweep statewide elections seen as barometer on Trump. Democrats jolt Trump's party with a firm message. For Republicans, a grim omen for the midterms. That's just on the front page of the Washington Post. I haven't even gotten inside yet. New York Times, Democrats score two big victories in Trump rebuke. Even the Washington Times, anti-Trump sentiment sways elections. So I think the Republicans, while they have a good message about the economy and the stock market and food stamps down and unemployment down, especially in the African-American community, need to switch their strategy a little bit. I think they're right on the issues, but this is being personality driven, and they need to, Trump needs to pull back on some of these attacks, I think, which are hurting him.
In the president's reaction to this last night, he pointed out that these special elections have gone 4-0 in the direction of Republicans. And I wonder, viewed holistically, if you see those special elections that went for Republicans and now what happened in Virginia yesterday, are there any clear pictures about where the country is trending politically?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, you have this vast middle. You have about, and this is not new with me, this has been said for years, you have about 40% of the electorate, the people who vote, who are hardcore Democrats, and about 40% who are hardcore Republicans, although within the Republican Party, of course, as we've seen with the various attacks on Trump from establishment Republicans, they're not all hardcore. They're not single-minded. You've got the economic and the social conservatives and the foreign policy people all wrapped up in this tent that doesn't look as big as it used to. And then, of course, you're just vying for the middle 20%, the people who go back and forth. One year they vote for Democrats, one year they vote for the Republicans. But you've got to have a positive message. You've got to have motivation for people to get up, especially on a rainy day as it was around here yesterday, and get out and stand in line. My polling place in Arlington had a pretty good line when I went to vote about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. A lot of Democrats were smiling. They had their Democrat sample ballot standing in front of me, and they were motivated to get out. And you've got to motivate people, and Ed Gillespie here in Virginia didn't motivate people as much as Northam did, who won.
Also, you know, you look at, like, the comparisons between the nationwide Trump election 1 year ago today and what we saw yesterday. In the case of Virginia, you had two contested primaries. I mean, tough primaries on both ends, Tom Perriello being the more Bernie Sanders-type candidate. But in this case, Tom Perriello and his supporters fell in line. They backed Ralph Northam. They came out to support him. Whereas on the national front, you had the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton division, and that division is still rocking the Democratic Party. I think in some ways this was a story of unity on the left in Virginia yesterday and disunity on the right for people like Ed Gillespie and Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Tom Perez, the head of the DNC, just got an email in my inbox this morning. You know, he says, this is only the beginning. So the Democrats are energized, and I think the Republicans have to gin up something beyond just anger and hatred. Anger is not a policy. Okay, those of us who are conservatives understand about the establishment, about big spending, about high taxes, and all the rest. Now you got to start showing some results. I would suggest, among other things, if I were advising the president, which of course I'm not, that he start revisiting some of his campaign promises. He had promised the African American community that he was going to help liberate their children from failed government schools. I'd start going back into the inner cities with a positive message. I would send Betsy DeVos out there. I would get the Children's Scholarship Fund in New York involved, which is doing a tremendous job getting African-American and Hispanic kids out of those failed schools in New York City and putting them in uniforms and putting them in schools where they feel safe and they get a moral base along with their education. And this is the kind of positive message that I think could be turned against the left. But, you know, again, anger is not a policy. We've had that for a year. People like hope. They like to see the future. This is what Reagan was all about. This is why he was so popular, even though among Democrats, some of his policies weren't, but they voted for him anyway, the blue-collar ones anyway.
There was another governor's race in New Jersey, and Phil Murphy there, the Democrat from Goldman Sachs, a la Corzine, won big there. He won very big, and it's not much of a surprise, but you didn't hear much from Trump about that race at all. I don't remember President Trump ever tweeting out in favor of Kim Guadagno at all.
Well,
he wasn't a factor.
Yeah, Chris Christie blew that. I mean, he was great in his first couple of years. He took on the teachers unions, like Reagan took on the air traffic controllers. He was strong. He was he had a gruff personality, which you need in New Jersey and New York. But then he ran for president, and he didn't focus as much on the people of New Jersey, and people didn't like that. And so, you know, New Jersey being a traditional Democrat state, it reverted to Democrats. But again, you know, the Republican didn't have a real positive message, and it's an overwhelmingly Democrat state that Trump didn't win.
Yeah, and Cal, before we go, you wanted to wish someone happy birthday.
Well, you know, a man I've known for many years, I think he's the most humble, famous person I've ever known in my life. Billy Graham was 99 years old yesterday. He's now in his 100th year. The man has been used of God to touch more lives and to change direction of more people than anyone who has ever lived. I've had the incredible pleasure of knowing him for over, well, almost 40 years now. And I just wish him a happy birthday, and I hope he makes it to 100.
Well, that's a nice note. Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday to Billy Graham. Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye.
644 on WMAL.
At Enlightened Lighting, their philosophy is simple. A beautiful home deserves to be admired day and night. Hey, Chris Plant here. Invest in a landscape lighting system that will add ambiance to your home, keep you and your family secure, and make your house the perfect place for holiday get-togethers. When looking to beautify your home this season, go with the area's most trusted name in landscape lighting, Enlightened Lighting. To see the difference landscape lighting can make on your home, visit EnlightenedLights.com. That's EnlightenedLights.com.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 645. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we're going to be a little bit busy downtown. K Street is open. Of course, we know K Street's always very busy. But we do have a road closure in Northwest due to a special event visiting dignitaries. So just off of K Street, you won't be able to use 16th between K and I, and the service lanes off of K at 15th. Those are also closed. And that is closed for this morning's rush hour and tomorrow morning's rush hour as well, to reopen tomorrow at noon. All right, Virginia, what happened? Happen, callers are saying in Woodbridge, north on 95. It's the delay. Pretty solid. It's going to take you up through Lorton and Newington crash prior to the Beltway. The culprit is gone. Now, on the Beltway, Virginia, outer loop as you pass the toll road, barely a shoulder there. So they have the left lane blocked. Two-car crash, and it looks like they definitely need a tow truck there. So, again, a bit of activities coming out of Maryland, cross the Legion Bridge, again, toward the toll road. For the top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal volume, College Park to Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge, your delays are building. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank goodness.
Gray sky in as a front pushes on down toward the south. The numbers really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. On a north breeze and a cloudy sky even this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through, even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Well, now you can talk more on Twitter, because now Twitter is giving everyone 280 characters. They're doubling the limit for everybody. And I have to tell you, I was feeling special because I was one of the test cases. I got 280 characters, and I would make it a point to try to max it out. I definitely insisted on using more than 140 characters, just to prove that I could do it.
Yeah.
Because you get so used to using symbols and brevity and like abbreviations and things like that when you tweet. You know, you get so used to having to do that. And then I was realize, like, wow, I can type out the word you. I can type out T-O. I don't have to use the number two. This is awesome. So you could really get a lot in there. So I would try to tweet longer tweets just to show, first of all, that I had more characters than everybody else.
I've got the power.
Exactly. I had to flaunt it. But now everybody has it. So my moment in the sun was brief.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, fame is fleeting.
And let's go back to normal, okay? Let's just get rid of this nonsense. I use Twitter because I don't want to see more of your words. I want to see fewer. I'm not talking about you specifically. That's the royal you. I use Twitter to get information quickly, including dumb takes. And I want them in 140 characters or less. I don't need 280. I don't need to read paragraphs of content. I just need quick little snippets. The whole point was the service started off as what would fit within a text message. And this is so basically people were using this to communicate to the masses in short, brief, concise thoughts. Most people do not need more space. Get your thought out and be done with it.
I think maybe only Vince should have 280 characters because we always need more Vince. You can never have enough Vince. I'm just saying.
I would hate myself if I used maximum characters.
I bet you. I'll bet you. You get used to it, and we start seeing more than 140 characters from you.
Of course, utilize it, but that's not my point is I'm a consumer more than I am a distributor of content. And when I consume content, I like it to be quick. Just give me more. More quickly.
He's like a machine just taking it all in. And to quote Heather, brevity is the soul of wit. It is now.
I hope she didn't say it like that.
650 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Wish you could be all snuggled in your bed right now? We're going to show you the top work-from-home companies looking to hire you. Plus, we're giving away Mariah Carey tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by
Garth Brooks,
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Thomas Rhett,
Pink.
One-of-a-kind collaborations.
Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Maren Morris and Niall Horan.
Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. Swipe, type, or in person. 7 on Your Side sifts through today's dating apps and options and breaks down the stats to help you pick the matchmaker method that's right for you. Finding the one. Tonight at 11 after the CMAs.
That sound means that it is time to find out how your money is doing. So here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. The Dow is coming off a record high, but futures are mixed right now, pointing to a mixed open this morning on Wall Street. Markets are mixed in Europe and in Asia. Crude oil is hovering near that 2.5-year high. Gas prices at the pump have been going up. Twitter doubled the length you can tweet to 280 characters today. Users can write more, but you'll also see longer advertisements, and you may see a pop in the stock today. Target will close a dozen underperforming stores after the holidays, including one in Baltimore. Instead, it's opening smaller stores around the country, 32 this year, 35 next year. Disney's ABC sold a unique advertisement to Sears-owned Kmart. Jimmy Kimmel is announcing new old-school blue light specials on his show. Last night was the first one. The offers are only online at Kmart.com. And dating site Match reported better-than-expected quarterly revenue. It says more people are using its Tinder app, and users are paying for new features like letting users see when others have liked them. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
These are the great jobs.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Here we go on the Beltway. Still with the crash, so you need to keep alert here if you're coming, say, off the American Legion Bridge and heading down toward the toll road. As you pass the exit for the toll road, still have the, looks like it might be two lanes now to the left that are blocked. Two tow trucks are at the scene of a multi-car crash. So a lot going on. Again, outer loop at the toll road. Now, George Washington Parkway, not so much going on. I'm seeing some volume as you approach and pass 123. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, heavy into town, but lanes reported open each direction on the freeway. 395 also heavy as you leave the Beltway through Landmark. North on 95 out of Dale City, that's still pretty solid through Lorton and Newington, but up ahead near the Beltway, that crash now gone. Maryland on 95, it's south of the IC. For delays, take you onto the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One front south, the next, a stronger cold front coming in by late week. It's really going to cool us down. Average high this time of year, 61. Today, barely 50. Mostly cloudy, and then cloudy tonight, 43. Thursday, cloudy, 55. Friday, sunshine, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL. This Veterans Day, save up to 70% at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, where you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com. In New Jersey, Bob Menendez, we know his trial was going to the jurors. We talked to Phil Kirpin about this yesterday. So now I tried to tell Phil yesterday, and he didn't listen to me. I tried to tell him that you have to know your audience. And this is being held in Newark in Union County. And because we were talking about how this trial is really going to turn on whether they're friends,
right.
whether Dr. Melgen and Bob Menendez are friends, and so this was just friends doing favors for each other, or if this was truly, bribery.
And I had questions: what's the quality of the jury, and will they go political on this and just support the Democrat?
I kept trying to tell you, it's Newark, it's Union County. I'm pretty sure I know how this is going to go. I know the audience. Well, yesterday, one of the jurors interrupted deliberations and asked the judge, "What's a senator?" This is after 5 weeks of testimony of hearing about a senator. Uh-huh. Senator Bob Menezes, 5 weeks during deliberations, the jury goes, what's a senator? 5 weeks later.
Well, Mary, okay. Mary, there, remember what they say. There are no such things as stupid questions.
Yeah, no, there are. And there is such a thing as the timing of a stupid question.
Mike McKay just mouths to me, just stupid people.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. There you go. So the judge denied the juror's request for a transcript of the closing argument in which he argued that Menendez never pushed through legislation to help a friend. Instead, the judge instructed the jurors to rely on their individual and collective memories to define the role of a senator and remember important points from the final address. Do you know? You know,
it's like this. It's like a Socratic exercise. Like, what is a senator? And like, everyone has to sit and like kind of stroke their chins and kind of establish what's the existential point of a senator.
See, Bob Menendez knows the audience, which is why he said, I'm getting off. I'm out of here. He was so confident because he knows the audience.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm sure he looked over at that juror and that guy was like dead in the eyes. And he was like, I'll be fine.
I'm good. You know that judge went back to chambers, took his robe off and just cried. He just cried. He's like, why? How did I wind up here? Well, I went to law school for this.
What is a senator?
This is why if I am ever, God forbid, in front of a jury.
Uh-huh.
I want a jury of my peers. Truly my peers.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want a jury of stupid people. Now, listen, you may look at me and think I'm stupid.
You think very highly of yourself.
You may look at me, as I just said, you may look at me and think I'm stupid, and that's okay. I just want a jury of my peers.
All.
That's all I ask for.
Brilliant,
not those people.
Wonderful people.
And phenomenally charming, I
yes,
would say.
You're totally right.
Vince, on that note, tell them what's coming up.
Well, we'll be talking to Jim Antle from the Washington Examiner. Excellent Antle. He has clear thoughts about everything, so we'll ask him about Virginia.
And speaking of excellent, former Ambassador John Bolton will be joining us to talk about President Trump's trip to Asia. It is now 7 o'clock at WMAL.